Blog Talk Radio.
Out to Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry. This is the Thursday night business meeting.
We'll be talking about Yesteron Farm. Let's see, does anybody say it's hard to hear me?
No, I can hear.
Okay.
No, I can hear you.
All right, amen. We are going to be talking about Yesteron Farm tonight. Been working on a little presentation. Let me see if I can get this to load to the board. Okay. Who's got the background noise?
I do.
All right. You go ahead and mute yourself, Sister Mary, and then come back on. As long as they're, you know, in the background like that. Because it'll go out over the internet and everything too. Okay. Yes, Ron Farm. Should be up. Okay. Let's go ahead and let's do this. I make a motion that we bring this meeting to order. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. The ayes have it. Okay. I didn't send out an agenda for this. I need to really, I keep telling myself I need to do this every time so that we know what we're talking about. We're so crazy doing last minute things. We're going to be talking about the farm itself, protected housing, what we're looking at, and then, you know, as a group, we need to decide what we want to do. And I'm going to do one for, haven't prepared it yet, but do one for the Airbnb, which will not be, it will be something similar to this, but not exactly the same way. Let's do this. Let's do our statement of faith. Feeling a little bit discombobulated, but it's okay. Okay, so everybody should be able to see the statement of faith on their screen right now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me have the ladies cover their heads. Any men listening, uncover your heads. I want to welcome everybody out, those that are listening. I did send this out to the general body because we're discussing the farm and this is kind of an advertising as well meeting. So if anybody who hasn't, you know, we won't be discussing particulars like bylaws and stuff on this evening. We'll set another meeting for that. I've been working on some ads, some advertising, that type of stuff that I want us to start, you know, to send out to friends, to relatives, to, if you got a Facebook, put it on your Facebook, those types of things. We will listen to those and look at them here shortly. I'm still working on them. Want to get the approval of the group before I, you know, just go ahead and send it out. What I've been working on, at least today, the microgreens, I think it got those down to science now, and they are just growing up so green and luscious and fast, you know, that I can get a harvestable crop like every 7 to 14 days. for most of these. And so it, right now I've been looking at the city to see, you know, where I could set up a stand. Because the farmer's market's only on the weekends, and so the weekends are, except for Sunday, are out for me as far as, you know, trying to go to the farmer's market. So looking for some place where I can get permission from the city to set up. You know, and if it's a private property, then I want to approach the owner of that property and say, hey, can I set up here, you know, and just put one of those spots with my truck and 7 hours a day, whatever, you know, but it needs to be in, you know, in a high traffic area. So that's what, where we're at with those. I will, you know, see what licenses I need to get and get them. And then if, you know, if I can get on city property, say downtown Peoria or downtown Phoenix, something like that, get on the sidewalk, then I will do that as well. Anyway, off topic, let's do our statement of faith, and then we will go ahead and this meeting is officially in order, so we'll do our statement of faith, we'll pray in, and then we will start business. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1 verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep the commandments according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And glory to you, Yah. Hallelujah. Glory to you, O Father. We just glorify you. We magnify you. And we lift you up today. We adore thee. We adore thee, O Yah, and we bow down to thee always. And we worship you and you alone, Father. We ask that you would be with us on today, Father, and that we give you thanks. Hallelujah, for all that you do for us. And we thank you, Father, for just giving us a sound mind and a mind to be on you, Father. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen, amen, and amen. By Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. Okay, and always our scripture for this meeting is Psalms 133. And let me bring up my Bible. Don't even have my Bible up. Psalms 133. Hurry up, computer. Book of Psalms, chapter 133, verses 1 through 3. A song of degree. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descendeth upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yah commanded the blessing, even life, forevermore. May the Most High bless you to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. halfway there. All right. Do we have the minutes from last week?
Yes, just 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay. Our meeting was on September 8th, 2022. And in attendance was Brother Miles, Sister Lorraine, Sister Denise, and Sister Mary. In this meeting, Brother Miles was helping me, Sister Mary, with my computer working. We saw pictures of the land and the marks that shows us what land is ours. We discussed the renting spaces for campers in the kind of tent that we would put up. And the prices of the tent was $8,999. And for a solar fan, we figured it would be $699. And we discussed the GoFundMe account. And that's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody remember anything else? Want to add anything to that?
About it.
Okay. Then I am going to recommend that we accept those minutes as read. And I think you submitted that to me already, didn't you?
I think I did.
Okay. I don't think. Yeah, I'll look. I don't know if it's under or not. I can't remember right now. But I'll take a look. We will accept them as read. If I have them, then I will put my signature block on it and approve it and then send it back to you.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to listen to a short audio clip. Right here. This is a, I want you to listen to the wording, and I need your first impression, okay? So what did it make you think? So forth and so on. And then, you know, if you have suggestions for improvement, what have you, then I also want to hear those as well. This is a kind of an ad, but it's an audio ad, and then I'll show the presentation I'm working on that this will be a part of after this.
Shalom and welcome to Yeshua's Farms Community Cooperative. Our community is based upon living off-grid, with each participant slash family agreeing to live by community rules, being an active place.
Do we hear an echo?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out where that is coming from. Mute yourselves. Let me see if it's coming from somebody else. I don't think I have anything else open. So just mute your speakers right now. And let me make sure that this is...
Participant in all aspects of maintaining a community that exists completely off the grid.
This is echo time now, right? So I'll start this over.
No, the echo's not gone. I still heard it.
Okay, I didn't hear an echo on my ear. I'm hearing it when we're talking, though. Mute your speakers, Sister Mary. Okay, let me start this over.
Shalom, and welcome to Yeshurun Farms Community Cooperative. Our community is based upon living off-grid, with each participant slash family agreeing to live by community rules, being an active participant in all aspects of maintaining a community that exists completely off the grid. This includes helping to maintain the following Yeshurun farm systems. Community gardens to feed community members, electrical grid to supply our power needs, water generation facilities to provide clean potable water, contribute 100% of for its meeting community financial needs and provide physical and emotional security to the community as a whole. As the saying goes, it takes a village. At Yisharun Farms, all members have all things common regardless of income or social status. We are one and we work and survive as one. We have the blessings of the Most High God, and we will provide abundantly for all community members. Living off-grid does not mean we have to return to a pre-industrialized style of living. We are prepared to do so if we must, but until that time, we will take advantage of all modern-day conveniences. Each member and family will live in modern geodesic domes inside customized shipping containers that provide most modern conveniences. Our children and grandchildren will be raised in secured, supervised environments. All members contribute to the success of all other members. After all, anyone that does not work should not expect to eat. When someone becomes unable to contribute due to age or some debilitating condition, the community will make sure they are taken care of. In the world, each of us has obtained a skill set that can be used to help establish and maintain a self-supporting community. If you don't have a skill and wish to learn one, we are able and willing to train you in some required skills for the benefit of maintaining the community. Remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. We are currently seeking single and married individuals to join our community. If you are unable to physically participate at this time, you can still provide moral and financial support by giving your tax-deductible donation to Yisharun Farms or Yah's Global Kingdom Ministries. Help us to win souls to the kingdom and to provide a safe and secure environment to raise our children, and that is based upon the laws of God. Join us at Yisharun Farms, where we are our brother's keeper. Yisharun Farms is a modern-day Hebrew-Israelite community based upon the fear of God and keeping his commandments.
Okay, does anybody need to hear that again? You have to unmute yourself.
I heard an echo, Brother Miles.
I did too.
I
can't understand exactly what it was saying because it's like, I don't know if it was an echo or what.
I don't know where that echo would be coming from. Yet. Let me make sure I don't have another window open.
Sister Lorraine, how was it sounding to you?
He may be off doing something else. Hold on, I may find. Let me see if this is it. I'm gonna close this window. If I leave out the room, don't anybody go anywhere. I'll be back. Okay, just closing all of these windows that I see that are open in this room. No. Okay, let's try this again. Test 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can be.
Yes, I can hear you.
Is there an echo when I'm talking?
No.
Okay. I think I may have to mute myself because it's playing in the room. So I'm gonna mute my mic, then I'll come back and ask if you can hear it okay.
Should we mute our phone, mute up stuff?
I don't think you have to unless you got speakers on in the background. If you don't have any speakers on in the background, then we won't get any feedback. If you have speakers on in the background, I would already hear the feedback right now. Okay, so I'm going to mute my mic. You should still be able to hear this. I'm going to let like the first 5 seconds play, and then I'm going to come back and make sure you could hear it.
Shalom and welcome to Yisharun Farms Community Cooperative. Our community is based upon living off-grid, with each participant slash family agreeing to live by community rules, being an active participant in all aspects of maintaining.
Okay, so I hear an echo myself. And you guys probably heard the echo too. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just play it from my computer through my mic then and see if we get rid of that echo. Where did I put you at? Glamping.
Shalom, and welcome to Yeshua and Farms Community Cooperative. Our community is based upon living off-grid, with each participant / family agreeing to live by community, being an active participant in all aspects of maintaining a community that exists completely off-grid. This includes helping to maintain the following Yeshua and Farms systems. Community gardens to feed community members. Electrical grid supplier.
All right, do you hear an echo there?
No.
Okay. So it's something in the upload. So I'm gonna play this just from my computer. It's gonna come through my mic. I won't play the one that's in the room. Okay. Let me just delete this. Remove it. So I want to play this from my computer, and then let me know what you think about it, if you can understand what it's saying, if it's too fast, how to figure out how to slow it down or what have you. All right, so here we go.
And welcome to Yeshua and Farms Community Cooperative. Our community is based upon living off-grid, with each participant / family agreeing to live by community rules, being an active participant in all aspects of maintaining a community that exists off the grid. This includes helping to maintain the following Yeshua Farm systems. Community gardens to feed community members. Electrical grid to supply our power needs. Water generation facilities to provide clean potable water. Contribute 100% of our income towards meeting community financial needs and provide physical and emotional security to the community as a whole. As the saying goes, it takes a village. And Yeshua Farms, all members have all things common regardless of income or we are one and we work and survive as one. We have the blessings of the Most High God, and we will provide abundantly for all community members. Living off-grid does not mean we have to return to a pre-industrialized style of living. We are prepared to do so if we must, but until that time, we will take advantage of all modern-day conveniences. Each member and family will live in modern geodesic domes, inside customized shipping containers that provide most modern conveniences. Our children and grandchildren will be raised in secured, supervised environments. All members contribute to the success of all other members. After all, anyone that does not work should not expect to eat. When someone becomes unable to contribute due to age or some debilitating condition, the community will make sure they are taken care of. In the world, each of us has obtained a skill set that can be used to help establish and maintain a self-supporting community. If you don't have a skill and wish to learn one, we are able and willing to train you in some required skills for the benefit of maintaining the community. Remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. We are currently seeking single and married individuals to join our community. If you are unable to physically participate at this time, you can still provide moral and financial support by giving your tax-deductible donation to Yeshua Farms or Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry. Help us to win children, and that is based upon the laws of God. Join us at Yeshua Farms, where we are, our brother's keeper. Yeshua Farms is a modern-day Hebrew Israelite community based upon the fear of God and keeping his commandments.
Okay, did you hear that better, or do you think I need to take the music out?
No, it sounded better.
At the end, it sounded more clear.
Okay. Let me play this without the music in it. As soon as I figure out where I'm at. This one should have no music in it.
Shalom. And welcome to Yeshua and Farms Community Cooperative. Our community is based upon living off-grid, with each participant / family agreeing to live by community rules, being an active participant in all aspects of maintaining a community that exists completely off the grid. This includes helping to maintain the following Yeshua and Farms systems. Community gardens to feed community members, electrical grid to supply our power needs, water generation facilities to provide clean potable water, contribute 100% of our income towards meeting community financial needs, and provide physical and emotional security to the community as a whole. As the saying goes, it takes a village. At Yisharun Farms, all members have all things common regardless of income or social status. We are one and we work and survive as one. We have the blessings of the Most High God, and we will provide abundantly for all community members. Living off-grid does not mean we have to return to a pre-industrialized style of living. We are prepared to do so if we must, but until that time, we will take advantage of all modern-day conveniences. Each member and family will live in modern geodesic domes inside customized shipping containers that provide most modern conveniences. Our children and grandchildren will be raised in secured, supervised environments. All members contribute to the success of all other members. After all, anyone that does not work should not expect to eat. When someone becomes unable to contribute due to age or some debilitating condition, the community will make sure they are taken care of. In the world, each of us has obtained a skill set that can be used to help establish and maintain a self-supporting community. If you don't have a skill and wish to learn one, we are able and willing to train you in some required skill for the benefit of maintaining the community. Remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. We are currently seeking single and married individuals to join our community. If you are unable to physically participate at this time, you can still provide moral and financial support by giving your tax-deductible donation to Yisharun Farms or Yah's Global Kingdom Ministries. Help us to win souls to the kingdom and to provide a safe and secure environment to raise our children, and that is based upon the laws of God. Join us at Yisharun Farms, where we are our brother's keeper. Yisharun Farms is a modern-day Hebrew Israelite community based upon the fear of God and keeping his commandments.
All right. Was that clear?
Yes. Very clear.
Okay. Now that's a computer-generated voice.
That's good.
Yeah. If I wanted it in female, if I wanted it in Russian, or Spanish, or whatever, it's able to do that. Which is the way, you know, I'm going to start creating a lot of different ads to go out there. Didn't have to be my voice. Any questions on what was said in that?
No, it sounds good to me.
Well, that really just that's basically what we've been saying all the time.
Okay. I will send each one of you a copy of this, one with the music, one without. Use it to send out to people. If you're trying to tell people about the community, whether it's, no matter who it is. As we said, you know, they got to agree to what? Live by the rules of the community?
Right.
I just didn't say what they were yet in there. But, you know, they got to agree to that. So, but if there's anyone that's interested, like what I'm going to do is once I put this together, then I've joined a site called Hebrew Connect. And it's basically, all Hebrew Israelites. Some of them are attached to different places. Some of them are not. Since, you know, these are all people already in the belief, then I'm not trying to convince them who we are. We're just trying to see if there's anybody that's interested and available that wants to participate in the community like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else. So I'll play this second clip. Now let me go back.
Each member and family will live in modern geodesic domes inside customized.
You know, I think I know what happened there. When I was recording that, I had my speaker on and it actually recorded itself. I got that echo. Doesn't that look good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the only thing that I would want to do to these is, like, where they have the doors and windows cut out,
uh-huh.
is that we have, you know, one or two, maybe three, shipping containers that are on site.
Hello, and welcome to Insurance Farms Community Cooperative. Our community is based upon living off grid, with each participant slash family agreeing to live by community rules, being an active participant in all aspects of maintaining a community that exists completely off the grid. This includes helping to maintain the following Insurance Farms systems.
Okay, so let me share my screen. It'll be easy for me to talk through this that way. One moment.
The diagram of the campsite over
there. Right there?
Yeah, is that a diagram of the campsite or the actual living quarters?
It could be either or. We could use this. It would definitely be one for the living quarters. But then I'll talk to this in just a second. I got it over here. Let me share my screen. And again, all of this we were still looking at, but we still need to vote on it and that kind of stuff. Because, you know, it's going to take a financial commitment. That's that. Okay, I'm good today. All right, if you will pull up my screen, let me know if you have, it should be a PowerPoint up that says, yes, to run farms, cooperative living quarters concept.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, let Sister Denise and Sister Mary to catch up.
Got it. Yep, I got it.
All right, amen. Okay, so this is just a concept, okay? And it's not saying these are what we're absolutely going to buy. I like these. I have to tell the truth. If I say anything else, I'd be lying. So this is the way the domes are made up. This is a dome, and inside of it is a shipping container. And so you would have to, you know, you would get a deck, you would get, you know, a front door, and then you walk into your living quarters. And your living quarters would include all of this space plus the shipping container. Does that make so far?
Yeah.
Sister Mary, Sister Denise?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they got different configurations. This is a 20-foot shipping container configuration. So you see you have the bed there, you have the living room, you have a TV there. You have your, you know, couple of seats. You got a kitchen area a bar. With the kitchen sink and what have you. And then you got your bathroom sort of segmented off in the top left hand.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you got a toilet. I don't know. I haven't been able to discern from this whether there, I think there's a shower in there. But, you know, a shower. And so then you have your bed with the two end tables. And so that's all in 20 feet. And it's basically the only room that's segmented out of that 20 feet is your bathroom. Everything else is open. Okay. So if we went to a 20-foot shipping container, could we put everything in there? For the most part, yes. So you walk into your door. This side will be it's open window. This side is window. There's a door somewhere in here. This right here, I can't actually see what you're seeing. So let me change this. This right here would actually be like a TV, wall-mounted TV.
Uh-huh.
Your two end tables with the lamp, your bed. There's your couch. So that's your living room area. And then you just look over to your right, and then you got your wet bed.
Wow.
And there's no wall segmenting that. Okay. And then you got your bathroom and then your kitchen area. So, you know, that's all anybody really needs.
That is.
But then... when I looked at the, we've always talked about getting 40-foot containers.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit different with 40-foot containers. And I like the 40-foot container layout, but, you know, if we all we can do is the 20, that's what we'd have to do. Whatever we do, we got to do the same thing for what? Everyone.
Everyone.
Okay. So that's what's going to be the determining factor. Got to do the same thing for everyone. So here's a 40-foot design from the outside, and you got stairs that lead up the side that go to a deck on top. So you have, you know, sitting area. And see, the thing with this is that you're inside of a dome. So you're not exposed to the elements. What you would be exposed to is, the one thing you would be exposed to is what? It's got to be obvious.
Well, that you can, you know, there's not, you can see.
Well, you're going to be exposed to the sun. So it could get hot up under there. You know, and I don't recall seeing or reading how they control the air in here. But that would be easy enough to do. That would be easy enough to do. Okay. So, you know, but the sun in Arizona is a big thing. It ain't no joke. So in this picture here, this is the 40-foot view. You got your living room. You got your kitchen right behind you. No, this is actually the 20-foot view. You got your living room and the TV right there in front of you. I don't know what this thing is. I actually don't know what that is. But it's part of the entertainment system. This brown part down here?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But your doors, so you got your sliding doors, you got your window for the kitchen, you got the kitchen behind you with the sink. I don't know if that's just cabinet space. But you could also put a refrigerator there. And then you got a seating area here, you know, at the end of the kitchen counter. So this would be your complete. Yeah. So this would be your complete living space. And then in the 40-foot, you got the bedroom. I think I need to go get another picture. Your bedroom is separate, and so inside the bedroom you also have the stackable washer and dryer. You got your closet space. You go out of your bedroom, and you can go up the stairs to your deck. Okay, but you got a deck down here, but you also have a deck on top. Okay. So that sort of looks like this. So, you know, they have a couple of chairs up there in the table, a couple of chairs in the table. And even though you're outside, you're not really exposed to the outside.
Right.
Okay, again, though, what what this doesn't address that I would have to, you know, look into. Because, you know, if it's 100 degrees outside or 90 degrees outside, full sunshine, it's going to come right through the glass.
Right.
You know, and so we would need some way to control the air in there. Now, whether
is there air conditioning unit? Is there an air conditioning unit in the container?
If it is, it's only going to be able to control the air in the container.
Right.
But if you're outside, if it's, trust me, if it's 90, like I got a sunroom right now that if it's 105 degrees outside, it's 110 degrees in that sunroom. Okay, so always a little bit hotter in there because the heat doesn't really have any place to go. So I know they make that go around the you know, the outside edges. So I'm sure
that glass is hot. It's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that there is there's a way to handle it. But I like the way that looks. Okay, and as far as inside, again, this is the 40-footer, and you're laid out just a little bit different. Your bathroom is what, segmented?
Mm-hmm.
On the right, you got a shower, you got the washer and dryer, you got the toilet, you got your sink. I didn't see a cooking. I didn't see a stove in these. I don't know if this is one of those, you know, countertop induction stoves. Could be. We'll have to go back and, you know, actually read the documentation a little bit better so we can find it out. I did send them an email. I might have to send them another one and ask them, you know, what all comes in this. What, you know, options can you order? But this would meet the need for a single person, or if we went with a different configuration, then we could actually make this. If we came down to it, we could put the bathroom in the center, get rid of the living room area, even the kitchenette area, and have. Or leave one of those, but no, if we ended up the bathroom in there, then we could put two bedrooms, a bedroom on either side. So, you know, it's always possible. The way I saw this configuration for right now, and this is, we would, of course, set this so that if we did this configuration, then there would be a fire pit, or we could put another, a bigger dome in the middle for meeting places. You know, where, you know, the common kitchen. Let's put it that way. In the center, these have their own, you know, stoves in them, and they're not going to be. It wouldn't take a whole lot of electricity to run the stoves and things like that. Refrigerators don't take that a lot, and TVs don't take a lot, you know, of electricity. But stoves and washers and dryers do. So we couldn't have, you know, we would really have to plan it out if we were going to do one of those, like a 40-foot container, put the washer and dryer in every unit. Then we'd have to actually plan where we were creating enough electricity to handle if everybody was running the washer and dryer at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, as far as a camping site, I wouldn't use these particular, I wouldn't go with these. This is more so for us. If we were doing a camping site, let me see if I have that up anywhere, or let me pull it up. Hold on a second. Over here. Does everybody see that page?
Yeah.
Work. Okay, so this is the same dome, but they don't have a shipping container in it?
Right.
And, or close to the same type of dome. We can actually probably get it configured where the front of it would be kind of, clear and open, and then like these down here, the front is clear and open, and then the rest of it is covered. Excuse me, or I think they got some other configurations where the top part would be clear, and the bed would be up under that. And so when people say they're sleeping up under the stars, but they're still protected, but they could actually lay up in the bed and look at the stars, that type of deal. So these come in different configurations, but it would be a configuration more like this. We would have to put the beds and the chairs and all that kind of stuff in it. I would want to add the other amenities to these because the goal would be to try to get at least between $300 and $400 a night rental off of these. And people will pay that, because of the luxury that they're getting and they're still kind of camping. That's what they call it, glamping.
Right, okay.
You got some, it's glamorous camping. So you still got some of the luxuries of home. But you're still camping. Okay. And so I did some projections that if we could get, and this is, and I'm looking at over time. Everybody see this spreadsheet I just put up?
Yeah.
Okay. I really think that, we start off with one tent. If I could get it financed, I would want to do six, and we would try to keep them rented every night of the week.
Right. That's for the camping site, right?
Right, for the camping site. And so if we had six, and I can, let me just do this so I can just talk to this one tent. Copy this. Yeah, I'm looking at this, and I'll explain what I see for the future. Let's see the price.
How much is the rent going to be on them?
If I have them set up the way that I've seen them set up to pull this kind of money, it'll be $424 a night. Okay, so this is the way this falls out. If we have one tent, okay, and this should be not in money, but in number. Come on. Okay. If we had one tenant and we were able to rent it out 30 days, you know, every day out of the month, and if we were renting it for $424 a night, we would make $5,088 a month off of it. And in a year, we would make $61 off of one tenant. If we had six tenants and we did the same thing, we would make $76,320 a month. And then yearly would be $915,840. And if we had 36 tenants with their overtime, doing with this configuration right here,
uh-huh.
We can put 6 tenants per every 6 acres. And we would have, we have 40 acres to deal with, so that's 36 acres. We have 4 acres left over for whatever, but that would be a total of 36 tenants, okay? And that would be $457,000 a month. And then almost $5,500,000 a year. Now, I think that we can get there. But, you know, first to demand that price, you know, there's got to be running water.
Right.
There's got to be, you know, flexible toilets in the tent. There has to be some electricity there. But I think electricity would be, you know, for some light and then the AC. And then we would want to add a hot tub. And we could actually do one hot tub per 6 tenants if we put them in a, it'd have to be a larger hot tub. Or if we were trying to keep it totally private per unit, then we'd have to do a hot tub per unit. And we could get that kind of money. If we don't put the hot tub in, I think we can get maybe $300 a night, which is still, you know, good money. And if we change it to $300, then we would be looking at kind of numbers, which is still good money. I think this would be optimal right here to start off. If we did it as a complete project, then, you know, I think that probably, depends upon how long we can get it financed for, I'm thinking that, what was the price on these tents? Let me look at the price on these real quick. And this is, like I said, just to give us a ballpark. And I want to thank Mr. Lorraine for doing all the research on these and finding this stuff out. So kudos to her. I think these are the camping ones, and we couldn't do an 8-foot, I mean a 13-foot, probably 20-foot, between 20 and 26 feet. So let's say we went with this one, 11,000, or let's go in between, let's go 9,000. I think we can go down to 20 foot on these. 7,900. Okay. We'd have to put a bed in, you know, a couple of end tables. We'd have to put a toilet in, so forth and so on. So let's say that we could get away, everything done, I'm gonna pull this out my behind, $11,000. So for the price of this one down here. Okay, we get this one with everything in it. $11,000, the payment on $11,000, even if it was a car payment for 5 years, that's gonna be what? Probably less than that. $5 a month, I'd be expecting to pay for like a $40,000 or $50,000 car. I mean, that's what I'd be expecting. A $50,000 or $60,000 car. So I'm thinking that and we got it financed, let's say for 60 months. Let's just do a calculator and 11,000.
$10 a month, probably.
Be real high. Like $183 a month. So $183 a month is what it would cost us. But if we rent it out one night, that would take care of that. And everything else would be what? Profit.
Mm-hmm.
So if we did, so let's say that we did. Go ahead.
Is that including the extras you're gonna put in it?
I'm figuring 11,000 for adding the toilet and that kind of stuff. Now, we still have to deal with bringing water to the property, period, no matter what.
Right.
For us and everything else. So we need to look at that and make it a priority, you know, try to get it financed or whatever. But the water and the electricity, we would just say a separate out, whatever that is. Again, if we say 60,000, or 60 months, if we get a finance for 60 months, a month. So we would want to put something down on that to get that down some. Solar will not be that expensive. I think we can get solar for somewhere around $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 for what we need. So we're still looking at. Let's say that we try to do this all in one package. I'm just going to put it together this way, okay? So we'd be looking at a total of three. So that's what our total, that's what it costs us, $1,433 a month. If we were charging $300 a night, then we roughly need to rent out if we're doing one unit, we'd have to rent it out, what, to break even 5 nights a month?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. To break even anything over 5, you know, times a month, then would be what profit to us. If we did 6 cents, then our cost would be, well, it wouldn't be this again. We'd have to multiply this by 6. Then this would be so if we did 6 cents, then we would just be going up by, we'd be going up by $900 a month.
Right.
Okay, so we'd be doing $2,350, and we would have to 300 into that, 10, 8, 9 to cover it. We'd have to rent, make sure that we're renting this out. Renting each of these out. Well, if we rented one at $300 for 8 nights, then we would cover what the cost for all 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
If we rented 6 of them for 8 nights, let me get that. Then our if we rent all 6 6 nights out of the month. I think we need to do 6 or 8. If we did 1, that's 8 nights, 300 times. That's okay, so it's going to have to be 8. To make it equivalent. So if we rented 6 cents, 8 nights out of the month, we would make $14,400. Our bill would still only be, what, $2,350? So we make a profit of $11,000. And those are the type of numbers we want to be trying to get to. But then with that type of profit, then we can be throwing that money back into, what, the other property? And we're quiet.
I'm writing.
You're writing? Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. You could use it for the other property.
So then it would, you know, if we do it this way, then we would have to look and see what, you know, what a dome would cost us, you know, individually. And we could see whether the money that we're making off of the, what, rental property, the camping site, is going to cover our cost for our permanent quarters.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But the truth of the matter is, we would be required, and I think we already had this discussion, what we would commit to. This is what we would be outlaying for the tent, and I think we were up to around between $7,000 and $9,000 that we had committed to. between Social Security and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we would have it covered and still have some left over. And so let's say I'm just going to use a low end. Let's say we said we had committed to $7,000 between the four of us. Then that leaves about that would be $4,000 that we would still have as above beyond bill. So we would be committed to paying out $2,350 for the tent, but then we would still have $4,650 left over that would be still dedicated toward our permanent property.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get this kind of income that's in this row here, then that just means we would just $2,350 would be taken out of that. Plus, let's say we would have the loan amount, plus we got to do some what maintenance, that kind of stuff. So let's say $11,400. Is extra income that we would have that we would add to this over here. So we should be able to, our first investment should be into what, the camping site, that would generate more income.
Right.
So we do that first before we do our own permanent site. And then we say, okay, we still have to commit to that income. We commit to that bill. We put those sites up, and then we do all, you know, everything we can to market it and try to get them filled as many nights a week as we can.
Right.
And once we are in the positive on a regular basis, so we'll be throwing everything back into, then we can look at it and say, okay, we would be able to go to any bank or whatever and say, okay, I'd like to be able to go to them and say, we want to do this for our permanent house. Say that the 40, let's just say that the 40-foot container, I'm going to estimate that the dome and the containers all built out and stuff, and it's an estimate, I'll know better tomorrow, but the 20-foot container started out at $41,000. The dome and the container was $41,000. So 40-foot container, I'm thinking, is at least twice that plus a little bit more. Is going to need more deck. So I'm going to say 90, 95, let's just call it $100K. $100K times 6, that's financing $600,000. But if we're making this amount, $600,000 home, and we should be able to get it financed for more than you know, 60 months, or like we get it financed for 30 years. We can pay it off earlier than that, but we get it financed for 30 years, and we'd be looking at somewhere right around $3,000 a month, which would still fall within what this number right here.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we could have everything built at the time, all permanent structures put up and built. If we were making the 11 grand a month, then we could also do some other things that I said we need to do, like bury a couple of shipping containers, put them underneath in the ground where we can get to them for our storage, and then for, one of the things that I looked at and what we need to be prepared for, because we don't ever know what's coming, you know, in the defense of it, but, you know, man has a way of acting a fool, and if they go nuclear, then we don't want to just die right there on top of the ground. And the most that we have to be able to survive is a couple of weeks underground. And so building that type of shelter, I looked into it already. We could do it very economically and cheaply to where it will withstand. You know, we're not, nothing's going to withstand what a direct hit.
Right.
You know, you get hit with a direct hit, you're just done. You vaporize. You ain't going to never know it. But let's say that they did something that was 30 or 40 miles away, and then the wind was blowing our direction. We're going to have a lot of what, fallout?
No.
That fallout, yeah, that fallout is only going to be in the air for a couple of weeks. Now, what's on the ground will be there for a long time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But in the air, it's only going to be there in the air a couple of weeks. So you could go out. We just have to have make sure that we have ways to wash off and change clothes. Should that come down to that? But that's part of the planning. But one of those fallout shelters, or a couple of them, with our food and stuff in it, you know, so we make sure our food, whatever reserves, would always be in there anyway. And then if it happened, that's where we're running to. As long as we have, I think it's five to 10 feet of dirt on top of it, we could survive, you know, all of that. So that was already in the plan. So we would, when we're not in that type of scenario, we would be living, we'd be living like this, okay?
Uh-huh.
Something happens, then we would also have on the premises, just like you're up north, you have tornadoes, you got a basement? Or a tornado shelter?
A storm shelter.
We would just, but ours would just be shipping containers. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That are underground. And that we would be able to stay in more, you know, they would be thick so that the air would be filtered and we'd have, you know, maybe compostable toilet, if not a fully functioning, you know, flushable toilet. We'd have our food down there. We would be able to survive for at least a couple of weeks. We want to say no more than 30 days. And that's all that we would need. You know, we would be able to go out. We would have to rearrange our lives, but we could survive it without getting sick. So we would add, you know, if we are making the type of money that we're looking at, at this price right here, we could do all that because it would be monthly income. Okay, so we could do those things, and once they're done, they're done. And we can redirect the money somewhere else. But the first thing is to get what, those first tents in?
Right.
And get them where we can charge what we want to charge for them. And I know, you know, that this is a big industry. Glamping is a big industry. And so a lot of people, you know, that are traveling, even coming from other countries, you know, a lot of them will glamp. They will, you know, even take lesser sites. I'm trying to make it to where they choose us over somebody else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we'll make it to where, you know, try to make it to where they will choose us over someone else. We try to keep ours as full as possible. We make the money we need to make. And then, you know, if the world goes to hell and everything is cut out, then hopefully we are done doing everything we need to do. So if nobody rented them anymore, you know, we're done. We got everything built. We got, you know, our food in place. We got our, you know, way to grow it in place, yada, yada, yada. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this is, it's designed to, you know, we want to do it as long as we are able to do it. But then if push comes to shove and, you know, everything closes down and we're not getting any renters or anything like that, then we should already be self-sufficient. And so we would want to take, you know, again, we would want, we're just looking at renting them 8 nights out of a month. But if we got, if we were renting them for 30 days out of the month, then we would be up here every month, $54,000. Then we should be able to do, you know, a lot and pay off what? Pay off this debt and that debt? You know, within, I would think, if we do this right, we should be able to pay off all debt within 5 years. All debt, land, electric, water, housing, everything. We just be debt free. And so we wouldn't, if we're debt free, we don't necessarily, besides, you know, if we're going to order internet or something like that, that's all we really need money for. Things that we're getting inside world. If we were going to do that. Questions? Comments?
Well, I like that being debt-free, Tom.
Well, yeah, I don't think we can start that way, but we will end up that way.
Right. No, I don't take a little work on the side.
Yeah.
I'm saying it sounds.
Yeah, no, we would not, you know, the only thing that I would say, once we are debt-free and we got money to, you know, that's going into the bank and not being utilized for anything, is that we acquire more land. Because we should always be trying to expand and to grow the community. We got neighbors out there. If they're having a rough time, we say, hey, you want to sell your land? How much? How much you owe on it? Because I know basically, I know what everybody paid for it out there. So if we offer them what they pay plus a little bit more, they would more than likely sell, especially if they're having a hard time. If they're not having a hard time, they may not. But it would always be to acquire more land. So that's just more of a buffer. Or to do it in another location. But then we would have the cash to do it, what, cash?
Uh-huh.
And so it wouldn't be like we are, it wouldn't be like we're starting right now.
Well, yeah.
So, soon as Sister Denise gets off the phone, then I'll continue. While we're waiting on her.
Brother Mal?
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody.
You back? Okay.
Yeah, I'm back.
Let me see something here. How about a car payment? I know that if it's somewhere in the range of $60,000, it's going to be about $600 a month. $5 times, loan amount $60,000. What's the current interest rate? Anybody know?
What's the what?
Current interest rate.
Yeah.
everything's going up. That's why we don't want to wait too long, because the Fed's still talking about, what, raising interest rates again? So we can go 6 years. We get the payment down. Of course, you know, we would never want to, what, keep it this long? We wouldn't want to drag it out because we'd be paying a whole lot out. But if we want to start, you know, get the monthly payment as low as possible, so we'd be somewhere, I think this is right around what we calculated. We calculated $1,433 a month. One, so $2,350. We're close on our what, just calculations, our projections. We're realistic in what we were saying. So I think that we should talk about getting a sum for six of these, and the total price to install and everything,
mm-hmm.
and then go for a loan for that, and go for a loan for 6 or 7 years. We put them up, put everything in place, and then all of us work at what, trying to keep them, what, rented out.
Right.
What do you guys think?
It sounds okay to me.
Same here.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so we'll look at getting the pricing on these domes like this, and then we'll look at, you know, we'll have to furnish them and everything else. But again, I think we can come in at the price that I said, close to it. And we'll be on the line for, we'll see if we can keep it in right here. Come on. I'm gonna let it go. 2350. We'll see if we can keep it in that range. Somewhere, you know, plus or minus. I'm gonna say plus or minus $300, because we're not gonna know until we actually do it. But then go ahead and get them installed. This would include, you know, getting the atmospheric water generator. That's what this, okay, this this $60,000 for the atmospheric water generator. The $15,000 for the solar and the batteries and stuff that would go with that. And then this $11,000 is per tent. And then we said if we did six of them, then we would come out to this price right here. The solar and that kind of stuff is not going to change based upon the number of tents. If we did one tent, we still have to do that for the water and that for the solar. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a constant. This would be one tent, and then I've, you know, already computed six tents in that. I think I did. Maybe I didn't. We look at that again. I'm trying to make a mistake. That's the total price, $11,000. Let me redo this. Make sure. Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Bless you, did you see?
I called. Thank you. It wasn't a seed. It wasn't a
bless you anyway.
Thank you. I'll take it. Okay, so then we divide that by 60. We might have to relook at these figures. I think I messed up there. No, I did it right. Would be, this is the payment right here on 110. This would be the payment. So I had it right. That's the payment on 610. And then all right, so that number is right. Okay, so we're good. I did it right. Doesn't change. 2350. So that would include, you know, getting the atmospheric water generator, the 610, and the solar. And that payment would come up to somewhere right around $2,350 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If we finance that all of them for, you know, 5 years. Now we could finance them, probably get them financed longer, so let's just say 5 years, $2,350. We get all that installed and put in, then we try to we figure just on 8 nights. A month for all of them. Trying to keep each tent rented for 8 nights a month. Then we should come out to this number right here. If we anything over that, 8 nights a month, yeah, 8 nights a month. We're going to be coming out $11,400 on top. Anything over that is what? More than we projected.
Uh-huh.
And let's see if we were able to double it. Then if we were able to double it, let me just change the number. We were saying 8 to 16 nights. It would be doubling. So this would be the income right here. All right, so everybody see that figure there?
Yep.
For the 500,000, 800?
28,800, yes. And then...
28,000.
That would be 28,800. Let me see if I can make that bigger for you, Sister Mary.
No, I got it.
Is that easier to see?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is if we rented it. This is a, and then the amount that we rent it for. And this is what we would be, you know, our payment would be $2,350, but we would be making $28,000. Every, you know, all the nights that we keep them occupied is what, better for us?
Right.
And so we, you know, once we were consistent with that, then we can go to the bank and say, hey, this is the kind of income we have off of this glamping, and we want to take out a loan based upon this income. We want to take out a loan we want to do this many domes, but with the 40-foot containers, this furniture, this is the total amount we want to take out. And we should be able to get it all done because $28,800 a month times 5,000 dollars a year. We could pay. Actually, we could take out the loan and then pay it off in a year. If we were doing that, if we were doing that kind of money, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or we take out the loan, whatever that is, and then we pay off the camping site first, and everything coming from it is what, profit.
Right.
And. Then we throw, you know, once it's paid off, then we know that that's a business site and that's profit. Then we look at whatever we're taking out. If we're at $100,000 per unit, four units, six units, let's say that's $600,000. Within 2 years, we didn't pay that what? Pay that off?
Mm-hmm.
So everything could be paid off within 2 to 4 years. I'm going to just put it that way. Everything, land, everything. And as long as, you know, as long as Yah says and, you know, the world behaves right, we use the glamping site to what, make money?
Right.
And, you know, so we get a surplus. We start, you know, like I said, we would want to get more land. We want to open more sites. We'd want to, you know, there's things that we'd want to do. But say that we look at it and say the first three or four, after we become debt-free, the first 3 to 5 years, we say we're not going to spend anything. It's just all going to the bank. Then that's our what, cushion?
Uh-huh.
Right.
And then we can start doing things. Many things that we can do, but, you know, once we're debt-free and if we still do the campsite, we're still only figuring that at renting each tent, what, half the month?
Right.
If we got it up to a full month that we're renting, you know, that we're just sold out all the time, then the numbers just become crazy. And we have just that much, you know, that much money that we're making that, that we could do other things with. So I make the motion that we get the prices for the 6 tent installation, you know, the atmospheric water generator, the solar, everything that we just talked about, that we get those exact numbers. And we put it in, we got to find out what kind of document we got to put it in, but that we're going to do it as the group, and that we go in for a loan for that, and that we get this done as soon as possible. Do I have a second on that?
I second.
Okay. All in favor? Well, let's do it this way. Go back to our old system. Okay. Did you guys get a question that popped up on your screen?
Yes. New poll.
Okay, go ahead and answer that.
My response is yes. Can I hit vote?
Yep.
Yep.
When everybody's done that, let me know.
I'm done.
Okay, Sister Mary, are you done?
I'm done.
Sister Lorraine, are you done?
Set my vote.
All results. 3 yes, no nay. I'm a yes on that as well. So you can record that, Sister Mary.
Okay.
All right. We need it. You got that down, Sister Mary?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm going to close that poll. Let me see if our other polls. I think when I redid the site, I lost the poll. Let's see if it's out there. No, they're not out there. No. Let's do another one. I think that's enough for tonight. That's enough for tonight. So this is the projected for the campsite.
Projected income.
Yeah, that's the projected income right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in a format that we can actually use it right now because I got all, you know, just a lot of what ifs in there.
Uh-huh.
I have to redo it so that it, you know, just I can take a lot of this out that I added in afterwards, just put in some other columns.
Right.
But then I'll submit this as a, you know, projected income for this particular project. What we plan, because you know the bank is going to want to see that as well.
Right.
So you know we'll say and we'll base it on this. Sister Lorraine, you will. I'm tasking you to price out the tent and to price out. A complete installation of the tent. I've got the prices in there. I know what it is for the atmospheric water generator. That's going to be $60,000. And then the solar would be around $15,000. But the tent, if you will get a detailed breakdown on, you know, we want the wood-burning stove. We want, you know, whatever other, what all the options are that they have, okay?
Okay.
We want that, and then if we, you know, we can come back and say, okay, do we need this or do we need that, and we'll pare it down to what we absolutely want, are going to need in there. And this is for, I will say this, you're going to want to get it with the wood-burning stove, with the solar fan, with the the insulating, an insulating, not a cover, but it's like an undercover for it. We want the insulation, so that'll cut down on, you know, heat and cold. Wood burning stove, insulation, solar fan. And then, let's see, go ahead and price out a toilet. Don't make like a bidet or anything real expensive. But one that would hold up to people using it, not a cheap one, but not a real expensive one. So the toilet.
A shower,
a sink. We'll put those things in there. And then the bed, the furnishing, the bed, a chair or two. And we might want to look at a TV, but we'll just put the TV as optional. I don't recall seeing a TV in any of those glamping sites. And a two person sauna.
A two person sauna?
Yeah. I think that's what you call them. Not the sauna that you step into, but yeah, like the one. That is what they call it, isn't it? Where two people get in it, like it's a bathtub.
Whirlpool.
A whirlpool, or I think it's a sauna. I'll text you. I'll look it up and see exactly what it is that I'm looking for. But we're
looking for they can eat, right?
Yeah, but I. So what is the one where, you have the jets in it, the water flowing and all that kind of stuff?
That's like a whirlpool.
Okay. So a two-person whirlpool at least.
Okay.
Don't want to go any bigger than that.
All right.
And let's see what all that costs. And then we'll figure out, we'll come back again after you do that. Hopefully you can have that for next meeting. And we'll look at the price and see how far off we are from what we projected tonight.
Okay.
Make it what it is, and then we'll see if how close we are to our planning projection, and then we might have to adjust our figures. So the goal is to get, to make this to where we're going to offer glamping under the stars, and it's truly glamping, so they have the option of, and maybe we might do it this way. Maybe we will only put whirlpools in half of them and whirlpools not, and that'll be the difference between the prices.
Right.
Or we may do two large glamping tents, two medium-sized glamping tents, and two small. So one that sleeps two people, four people, and then 8 to 10 people, if that makes sense. Because we don't have to get a bed with a frame. We can actually get the beds that lay on the floor. And you can actually sleep more people, or we could put a couch in there that's a pull-out bed or whatever. But we want to see if we can work it out to where in the larger tents they sleep more people. They have that option. Even if they don't use it, they have that option. Even if it's nothing but sleeping bags. Because it's still supposed to be camping. So if they got a bed and they come with more than people, you know, they say, oh, we get a bed and then we get four sleeping bags or six sleeping bags, then we can actually sleep 6 to 8 people. Well, we only want to offer that in the larger tent. You will get that together, and then we will figure out the particulars. And then we'll put it together and try to go do a loan for this. And I think Sister Denise.
Yeah.
I'm going to task you with doing the research on how much income, you know, glamping sites are making a year, what that industry is doing a year.
Okay.
You know, so what they're doing a year and what's the average, you know, that can be charged a night, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Because that's something else that the bank will want to know we did our research on. I think that's all I have for this. Those are the taskings, and I will do the projected income. I'll do it in a whole different spreadsheet, and I will provide, you know, I'll provide it to Sister Mary so she has it on file. And then once we get the proposal sent, all that will be provided to Sister Mary as secretary. So we need to come back next Thursday with this information.
Gotcha.
Okay. Any questions?
I think you come with it.
Okay. All right. Then, Sister Mary, if you will pray us out. I'm going to make a motion that we call this meeting, that we call this meeting, that we adjourn this meeting.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. Sister Mary, if you will pray us out.
Dear Father God, thank you for allowing us to have a beautiful, beautiful, productive meeting. I thank you for Brother Miles, Sister Rain, Sister Denise, and for whoever else is listening on by. Guide us, lead us, and let us go the right way. In the Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. All right. So we will meet again next Thursday. I will look for your meeting minutes, Sister Mary. I believe that you did send those to me from the last week. I will approve and resend back to you. And then if you will submit the meeting minutes for this week, then we'll send it out to everybody for everybody to read over. And then we will approve them next meeting.
Okay.
That being said, may the Most High bless you. May He keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen, until we meet again, my sisters. Remember, I love you. I really do. I really, really do. I can't love you like the Most High loves you. Don't have a heaven or a hell to put you into. Fear Yah and keep His commandments. Shalom.
Have a good evening.
Have a good evening, everyone. Okay. What did I do with my mic?
Don't know that.
I can't find my mic.
Can't help you there.
All right. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Hello.
Yeah, let me do the music. I can do that. We're broadcasting, so.
what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You're always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. One time for Shabbat, I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient, hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. Pray that I never.